Test 63, Section 1, Question 14. This is a disagree question. And so we have to identify what are Person 1's claims, and then as we read Person 2, figure out which ones are being disputed. So in this case, we take a look at Waller first. If there really were such a thing as ESP, it would be generally accepted by the public. So that's the first claim. If it were real, it would be generally accepted by the public. Next, since anyone with extrasensory powers would be able to convince the general public of its existence by clearly demonstrating them. So the second claim is anyone who had them would be able to convince the general public by clearly demonstrating them. And then third, anyone who was recognized to have such power would achieve wealth and renown. So those are our three claims, that if it were real, it would be generally accepted by the public. Second, anyone who had it would be able to convince the general public by clearly demonstrating it. And third, they'd get wealth and renown. Now, Jin is going to disagree with at least one of those. And we have to kind of watch what happens as we go through. So A, it is impossible to demonstrate anything to the satisfaction of all skeptics. Well, okay, so you can't demonstrate the satisfaction of all skeptics, but that's not really disagreeing, because Waller just says the general public, not necessarily all skeptics. So long as the cultural elite remains close-minded to the possibility of ESP, so the cultural elite is close-minded, still isn't getting us towards general public, the popular media reports, and thus public opinion, okay, so now we're getting somewhere, will always be biased in favor of such skeptics. And so, what Chin is saying is, it doesn't matter because you can't demonstrate it to the satisfaction of all skeptics, and if the elite remains close-minded, the media reports and thus public opinion will always be biased in favor of such skeptics. So, if we look at it, we kind of break down the statements. If ESP were real, it would be generally accepted by the public. Chin is definitely disputing that. It's saying, look, it doesn't matter because we're biased against it. And then anyone with ESP would be able to convince the general public by demonstrating it. That too, Chin is saying no, wouldn't necessarily be able to do that. But the statement about if you did, you would get wealthy, they don't really disagree. So what do they disagree about? Whether or not having ESP would provide you with the ability to prove it to the general public. So A, ESP is a real phenomenon. They don't disagree on that. ESP, if it were real, could be demonstrated to the satisfaction of all skeptics. The problem is, Waller doesn't say anything about all skeptics, just the general public. Skeptics about ESP have a weak case. No, it's not about whether it's a strong or weak case. The failure of the general public to believe in ESP is good evidence against its existence. This is one where when I first read it, I went, I don't know, I'm not really sure, so I low-maybed it. And then E, general public believes that ESP is real. We don't disagree on that. D ends up being our best answer choice, so we simply take that and go. Now, basically what this is kind of getting back to is, Waller is saying, if it were real, it would be generally accepted by the public. And therefore, the fact that the public doesn't believe it indicates that it's not real. Chin is saying it doesn't matter. The failure of the public to believe in it isn't proof that it doesn't exist, because Chin is disputing the idea that existence would therefore generate proof. And so therefore D is our best answer.